1 Corinthians chapter 10 says, whatever you do, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Well, friends, so good to see you. Happy Thursday. That's right. I am so glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, too. Praise the Lord. My pulse is going. I got a heartbeat. And Jesus is still Lord, so everything is A-OK in my book. Hey, good to see you. Here we are, this 19th day of April 2018, and I don't know what happened the last few weeks. The last couple of times I wrote down a check for church, I've been putting down 2017. Not sure why. I've been doing so good, except the last couple of weeks. I'm not sure, but anyways, that means I just need more coffee. That's probably what that means. But yeah, it is 2018, in case you didn't know that. Yeah, I pray that you're having yourself a great and wonderful week. If not, praise God for His grace and His strength to get us through those seasons. Amen. Really, really. Well, I am so glad that you're here. Actually, coming up on Monday the 30th, not this upcoming Monday, but the Monday after that, the 30th, you're invited to Texas Roadhouse in Champaign for a fundraiser night from 4 to 10 p.m. Whatever you eat, your total food purchase, 10% of that will go towards Great News Radio. And plus, the Prime Life Times staff will be on hand to meet and greet, give out some free prizes and giveaways as well. Again, Monday, April 30th, 10% of your food purchase at Texas Roadhouse will go towards Great News Radio. It's a great fundraising event. Plus, it's great to catch up with fellow friends and the team here at Great News Radio. Again, from 4 to 10 p.m., 4 to 10 p.m. at Texas Roadhouse right there on Country Fair Drive in Champaign. Hope to see you there. My wife and I, we're going, and we're going to bring our appetite. Amen to that. So, and while we are talking about dates, Ivan Parker coming back to the area on Saturday, June 9th for a concert sponsored by Great News Radio. It's going to be at First United Methodist Church on Race Street in Urbana at 7 p.m. General open seating, $15, or if you want to really enjoy the evening, take advantage of the reserved seating along with the meet and greet for $25. More details at greatnewsradio.org. Click on events, or if you want to get your tickets and get the ball rolling, just call 217-367-7777. Again, Ivan Parker coming back to Urbana on Saturday, June 9th for a concert at 7 p.m. More details at 217-367-7777. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to be talking about the Word of God. I'll tell you what, there are attacks on the Bible every single day. People try to debunk it only to find out they can't. They can't. Sure, they can twist Scripture, turn things around to make the Bible look bad, but ultimately, nobody can debunk the Bible. The Bible defends itself, and we're going to be talking about the Word of God. Apologetics coming up right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
The signs are obvious. They are everywhere. All that we hear about is the gloom and despair. Too many would-be prophets saying it's the end of it all. 'Cause Mother Earth can't take much more. The hammer's gonna fall. So nature has its needs. Well, that's a lesson learned. But it appears to me there are greater concerns. 'Cause we can save the planet, thinking we will somehow survive. But Father Time is calling us to save somebody's life. So I won't bend and I won't break, and I won't water down
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. And a son goes to his dad and asked if he can borrow the car for the next weekend. And the dad said, all right, I want you to do three things for me, son. For you to take the car out next weekend, I want you to make sure you do all your chores. And make sure you read the Bible every day between now and then. And I want you to get a haircut because your hair is way too long. And so a few days had passed, and so the son goes to his dad and said, all right, Dad, I've read the Bible every day since our last conversation. I've done all my chores, but I haven't gotten a haircut. He said, because, Dad, when I was reading the Bible, you know, I was reading that Samson had long hair, Moses had long hair, Noah had long hair, and even Jesus had long hair. And his dad said, yes, they did. But they walked everywhere. The Bible. Friend, the Bible. It's the number one selling book of all time. The Bible is the world's best selling and most widely distributed book of all time. Then why is there such debate on the accuracy of the Bible? Why then is there less than 20% of churchgoers who read it daily? Why do people question its content and try to debunk it? And today we're going to be talking about defending the Bible. Apologetics. It's apologetics. Standing up, how we can respond to those who claim that the Bible is false. If you have your Bible, if you're able to, turn, if you would, to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. If you don't, or if you're driving, that's all right. I'll just read it to you as well. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. It says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. I tell you what, friend, the Bible is the Word of God. The NIV translation says all scripture is God-breathed. The New Living Translation says all scripture is inspired by God. The King James Version says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Different wording, but the same principle. You know, the Holy Spirit inspired the authors of scripture in such a way that the words they wrote down are the very words of God. Isn't that pretty neat? Let me say that again, because that is a theologically correct statement. The Holy Spirit inspired the authors of Scripture in such a way that the words they wrote down are the very words of God. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21 says, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. They were moved by the Holy Spirit of God. You know, some folks say that the Bible was written by man and not by God. In fact, I can tell you that man is not the author of Scripture, because the Bible talks about sin. Really, if man had written the Bible, it would lift up man and not God. It would bring glory to man and not the Creator. It would not show man's depravity. It would show mankind, if man did write the Bible, it would show that mankind, that we, mankind, have the ability to provide our own hope without a spiritual being. I mean, it's interesting that many secular novels, stories, and textbooks have been handed down throughout generations. However, no one ever questions their accuracy or authorship. Archaeology confirms the Bible. Did you know that? A renowned Jewish archaeologist once claimed, it may be stated that no archaeological discovery has ever controverted a biblical reference. In other words, nothing that has ever been unearthed brought doubt to the Word of God. In fact, if anything, it has proved the Bible to be true. The Bible not only testifies about itself internally, But there are external things outside that testifies that the Bible is true. Archaeology. Archaeology. There was an excavation several years ago of Jericho, which revealed that the walls of the city did indeed fall as described in the book of Joshua. When Moses departed the Red Sea, the Israelites, they walked on dry land, right? And Pharaoh's army was chasing them. And when Pharaoh's army walked on dry land, God closed up the waters and they drowned. Well, you know what they recently found at the bottom of the Red Sea? They found chariots and other items from Pharaoh's army at the bottom of the Red Sea. There's a YouTube video that's a documentary on that. You can look that up when you have some time. But there is also a tablet found that contained an inscription about King David. And in fact, for many, many, many years, many skeptics thought that David was a mythical person. There's no documentation, they would say, about a King David. Well, there was that tablet found that was found that had an inscription about King David, and the stone actually made reference to a military victory as described in 2 Chronicles 22, shattering that long-held view that David was a mythical person. In John chapter 9, we see the story of Jesus healing a man who was born blind. Then Jesus instructs the blind man to wash himself in the pool of Siloam. The blind man does. He's healed. Well, in 2004, engineers stumbled upon the steps of a first century ritual pool. And by the summer of 2005, archaeologists said that it was without a doubt that it was the pool of Siloam. In fact, when archaeologist is quoted to say, in the plaster of this pool were found coins that established the date of the pool to the years before and after Jesus. So archaeology confirms the Bible. Prophecy confirms the Bible. Friend, there is a great number of passages in the Word of God that predicts future events in great detail. Events that were future to the writers, but now in our past. Example, Daniel chapter 2 talks about a prophecy that predicted the next three world empires and their falls. Amos predicts Israel would be restored as a nation and would never be uprooted again in Amos 9:15. Well, that was fulfilled in 1948. Jesus said in Mark chapter 13, predicts the complete destruction of the temple. Well, that was fulfilled in 70 A.D. I mean, if the Bible were not inspired by God, how could its mere human writers possibly have known about these details and these events in the distant future? So archaeology confirms the Bible, prophecy confirms the Bible, and science confirms the Bible. Isaiah 40:22 talks about the spreading out and the expansions of the heavens. Yet scientists didn't discover that expansion until the mid-19th century. Jonah chapter 2 talks about the mountains being on the ocean floor, yet scientists didn't discover them until the 1920s. They were like, hey, look what we found. And Christians were like, hey, God already told us long ago that there are mountains on the ocean floor. George Washington said, it is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. Andrew Jackson said, that book, sir, is the rock on which our republic stands. Abraham Lincoln said, I believe the Bible is the best gift God has ever given to man. All the good from the Savior of the world is communicated to us through this book. Friend, you and I can trust that the Bible is true and it can be trusted. The Bible is not the book of the week. It is not the book of the month. It is not the book of the year. It is the book of the ages. We can trust that the Bible is the Word of God.
I am standing beneath your wings, and I am resting in your shelter. Your great faithfulness has been my shield, and it makes me want to sing. Blessed be the name. blessed be your holy name. For all that you've given us, we bless you, Lord. And I sing praises to your name, O Lord. For you daily bear my burden. Your great faithfulness is my reward, and it makes me want to sing.
We sing,
blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Andy Parks right here on Great News Radio. You can write to us anytime. Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.